I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan, brought to you by the law firm Kondori and Murat.
They do it all, my friend. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That is kmlawyers.com.
Saturday, Terry McLaurin was taken off the PUP list. We have wondered since then, was this a mutual decision? And McLaurin is actually ready and has acknowledged to the team that he plans on ramping up to practice so that he's ready for week one. And that's why they took him off PUP. Or was this the team flexing their muscle and using the leverage at their disposal, clearing him physically, saying you are able to perform, you're not unable to anymore, taking him off PUP, and basically putting the ball in his court to do whatever he wants now. You could practice or not, but it's going to become apparent to everybody this is now solely about the contract because we're not playing along with the injury anymore. I think we got our answer yesterday when Terry McLaurin was not at the game. Now, I'll provide one caveat before we dive into this, Danny, and that is that Sam Cosmi, who is not in a contract dispute, who is not at odds with the club, who is also on the PUP list, although Terry is not technically anymore, was supposedly not at the game last night either and also was excused to not be there. And if you're dealing with an injury, and in his case, a leg injury, you know, going up and down to the press box and all the other stuff that you got to do on a game night when you're not playing in the preseason, maybe it's just worthwhile to tell him to stay away. I think we all agree that's not really why Terry McLaurin wasn't there last night, probably. So what came out as we got closer to kickoff was that they excused him and that his absence was not him choosing not to show up against their will, so to speak, but rather that they gave him permission to not come.
Which, if that wasn't the case, then they would fine him.
I think you would have to fine him substantially.
It's now, almost $900,000.
Well, that's if you, yes, the $811,000 fine is for players who are holding out and miss a game. There's this weird gray area I'm still waiting to hear back from the league on, and maybe I'm diving too deep into the specifics and semantics and people don't care. But basically, by him now being there and not holding out, whether it was PUP or not, they're able to fine him at their own discretion, but it doesn't necessarily have to be to the same extent of the law, the same money, as if he was holding out. And I'm still waiting on some clarifications from the league. But the bottom line is, they would have been able to take money out of his pocket because you refused to come to work if they didn't excuse him last night,
right,
which they did.
Right, and I think it becomes more adversarial. So I understand from the team's perspective, it's over these years, remember some of these weird petty feuds that Bruce Allen or Dan Snyder would get in with players, Trent Williams is the best example, where it's, what's the upside? What do you want to have happen? Would you like the player to play for you or not? If not, you can win the argument. Congrats, you won the face-off, and now he's traded for way less than market value. So that's my view of what the team did. Again, more information could come out, and I could be wrong. I will say this. I had Terry McLaurin categorized in the way that a lot of fans have. For so many years, there have been a lot of really positive deposits in the bank for McLaurin. A lot of equity built up with the fans, with this organization, with his teammates, etc. Last night was a major withdrawal. Last night is a selfish, petulant, spoiled brat temper tantrum act that frankly is beneath him. I can't believe he would ask to do that. I understand the team's perspective of granting him permission if that's how you want to do it. That's how you want to play this. Because there's no upside in saying no, and now there's more of a feud, and you've made it worse, right? It's already inflammatory.
Yeah, why escalate this fight bigger?
I cannot believe that a person of his ilk would ever deign to do something like that. I can't believe it. Trey Hendrickson, who called his coach a liar, is on the sideline guffawing and knee-slapping with his teammates and brothers. I mean, we need to play the Ja'Marr Chase audio for talking about how valuable that is. Micah Parsons has said he'll never play for the Cowboys again and hates everybody's guts right there on the sideline. That's what you do. The contract that you are obligated to fulfill says you're part of the team. This selfish dance is absurd. I understand it's not going well for you for your future deal. I have sympathy for that. I understand that. A lot of the players do too. Last night was this season. You bailed. You quit on people. To me, there's no workaround. The idea that this isn't the biggest story and the first thing on everybody's lips was absurd to me. I feel like I'm standing alone on an island shaking my fist at the ocean. People are going, well, what do you think the prospects are for trading B-Rob? And what'd you see from Jalen Lane last night? You know what's really interesting was the John Bates, Ben Sinnott snap count. Wrong. Your golden child skipped the game. He skipped it. He bailed on his team because he's mad about his contract. That is unbelievable to me. Again, it's still positive for Terry McLaurin. His net, right? Over the years, he's done so much and been so good.
Yeah, 500 deposits and, you know, dozens of withdrawals here over the last few weeks, but this is not one withdrawal. This is a withdrawal of a lot of money.
This, to me, is major. So I am taking him out of, you got to pay Terry because he's a great guy. That's not what great guys do. That act is beneath him. Overall, again, wonderful experiences with Terry McLaurin. He was great with us on the show when he came on years ago. Really good production, really good player. I want him here, and I want him playing football. That act to not go to the game last night, to me, is astounding. Like, it is a jaw-dropping decision from an otherwise team guy.
So, to go as hard as you are going, I would need more information, just for my own comfort. And what I mean by that is, I just don't know what I don't know. Do I assume that because he is in a contract standoff, he decided he was not going to be at the game? Yes, that is my assumption. That is what I think happened. And if that is the case, then I don't think a single word you just said is problematic or too far or excessive. I think that's all reasonable. I look at the other sideline in Trey Hendrickson, as you said, and I see a guy who has had more drama and where it's been more personal and where he has more strife with the staff and with the front office and is actually currently B-Rob style in the middle of trade-seeking time. I mean, this week they announced they're open for business. If you want Trey Hendrickson, call us. That's not what the Commanders are doing. They're saying the opposite. In fact, they're saying nothing, but they're telling people behind the scenes privately, we're not trading this player. He's on our team. He's one of us. One of us.
One of us.
He's here. And still, he's not actually here. He's not at the game. So I just thought it was a really, really bad look as Trey Hendrickson's dapping up fourth team players at his position and hugging the, you know, random dude trying to make the team at defensive end after a big play and running down the sideline to high five, you know, the guy that makes the great catch, Mitchell Tinsley or whatever. Meanwhile, Terry McLaurin's chilling in One Loudon or at his house. Or
Von
whatever.
Miller's been here for an hour and a half. You're damn right he was there. Celebrating, you know, a place behind the line of scrimmage, celebrating defensive ends, celebrating guys on you know, making plays here, there, and everywhere. Zach Ertz.
It was disrespectful. And here's what I find so annoying about it, maybe. Again, I'm not going as hard as you. I need a little more intel. I've got my line in the ground at right around the 25th. That's when I'll cut my 10-minute Terry McLaurin Pro Bowl. It'll be loud and people will want to hear it. But I'm giving him a little more time until I think it's, you know, hit the wall time. You've hit it a little further than or sooner than I did. But I got my brotherhood bell around here somewhere, right? There it is. Over
I'll pass it to you. Hold on. I'll ring it first.
Yeah, there you go.
Now we'll pass it to each other.
So every time they talk about the brotherhood, I ding the bell. And last year, this is what the show sounded like.
Is there a train coming?
I mean, it's just bell, brother. And Terry McLaurin is Mr. Brotherhood. He's Mr.
Derek Bell.
I mean, he said brotherhood more than anybody not named Dan Quinn. You got to be at the game, man. That's not that big of an ask. Get your ass on the sideline to hang out with your teammates and watch a football game. That's the ask there. It's kicking it with your buddies. No one, you came down to the Burgundy and Gold scrimmage in your hoodie, and you watched that. You were compelled enough, interested enough to do that. I think this was his rebuttal, his response to being taken off PUP.
I do too.
So they go, all right, you're off PUP. And he goes, all right, I'm not coming to the game. And they play along and say that it's, you know, a excused absence. The reason I stop short of what you're doing, though, is I would just hate to find out, like, he's at his grandma's funeral or like something like that. And we just don't know. Now, I don't think that's the case. I was there last night. I was in the press box. I was in the locker room. I talked to a lot of people, not only that cover the team, but with the team. Nobody brought that up with the team. They all made it very clear, like, yeah, this is not good. This is kind of where we're at right now. And so this is what happened, by all accounts. By the way, you mentioned Trey Hendrickson being on the sideline. Ja'Marr Chase was interviewed.
Yes.
Monday Night Football, ESPN, Lisa Salters, I believe, on the interview. Was Laura Rutledge?
Laura Rutledge, yeah.
On the Bengals sideline. And this was what Chase had to say about Hendrickson being there for his teammates.
I seen everything from Trey, man. He's always on it. He comes in on time. He does what he's supposed to do. He's at meetings. You know, he's in the team meetings, too. So he's still being a leader at the end of the day, and that's what you want from a guy like him. And, I did it, and then he's doing it. So it's like, you know, we both talking to each other throughout the process. So, you know, as long as I make sure he's level-headed like he did with me, then we'll be okay.
Yeah, what have you said to him?
Just making sure you stay focused, man. Don't forget what's the reason. Like, don't forget your why at the end of the day. And that's all I want to let him know is keep pushing himself, and he's going to be great.
I'm looking at the 106.7 The Fan YouTube chat, and Tay says, if Terry was there on the sidelines, every reporter would have been in his face. Well, a couple of things. Number one, that's not true, because the reporters aren't on the sidelines during the game. The worst thing that could have happened is that he would have been asked to do a sideline interview by Lisa Salters.
Yeah, and PR can control that. The answer is no. We're not doing that.
Right, and they would say no and not allow it. Or if Terry really wanted to do it, he could go rogue and do the interview. And so what? So for 2 minutes, he's talking on the sideline while the rest of his teammates aren't over there paying attention. He could have come and gone without doing interviews. We don't get to grab players before the game. We have to get them in the locker room and nowhere else basically after the game. So there would have been no access needed for Terry McLaurin to go to the game. And he could have done, by the way, what he's done at practice. Since the first few days of practice, when he came out and signed autographs and we kind of walked him back to the facility, it became obvious after he was willing to talk for a couple days, guys, I don't really have anything to say. Nobody's chasing him around the facility anymore. He just kind of comes and goes and does his thing quietly. So it really would not have been a distraction in any way. But he made the choice last night to not be at the game. And that was jarring to me. I want to open up the phones on whether or not you guys are surprised by that and how this escalates or elevates things at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. My takeaway from McLaurin not being there, Danny, was I've got my answer. On Saturday when they took him off the PUP list, I thought maybe there's been a little bit of a come-to-Jesus moment or conversation between he and Peters or whoever, Buddy Baker and Adam or Dan Quinn, where they decided, you know what? We're not going to be happy about this, any of us. This is not going to go well. I want you to know that I'm still mad. But week one, we got to beat the Giants. Let's figure this thing out together on the practice field. And by him not showing up, I now don't expect him to practice in the next couple of days. I don't expect him to really be ramping it up all that significantly. And anything he's doing, he's clearly going to be doing begrudgingly. But if they want it to end, they got to play hardball. You can't excuse it. You can't not fine him. Like, he's not acting like a guy that you need to take the back of, basically. So you got to meet him and probably start throwing your weight around a little bit if you're Adam Peters.
Yeah, they know better than I do how many days or practices he needs. So there's a point of no return where that's going to happen. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't expect him to practice tomorrow. I mean, what I saw with the pup removal designation was, this is the team going, okay, we've played along with this stupid ankle game for weeks now. We're not doing this charade anymore. The season starts. You're under contract. You're a big part of this thing. We need you. And I see since then, one of the last couple of levers that Terry and his camp are going to pull. I think the next thing that you're going to see is either a leak out from the agent or from Terry himself about how he's going to threaten to not play in week one, or I'm willing to sit out games or whatever. So to me, I've lost my patience. Last, not being there at the game, the idea that someone would ask that, I cannot fathom it. There's a reason Bobby Wagner, Von Miller, and everybody in between that's gone through this thing that doesn't need this exercise at all is there with their teammates. To not be there is astounding. And I'll tell you this, if tomorrow it comes out that Scott McLuhan style, he actually was mourning somebody right in his family and whatever, I will apologize and take it all back, and he's at practice. That ain't happening. What's happening is a tantrum from an otherwise great guy that has done an awful lot for us and this team. You're now in the way, dude. You're now an obstacle. You are now working against everybody else. Everybody's sprinting towards the season. You're standing there with your arms folded going, no. Like, it's time to leave. We're going. A football season is happening. Last night was the dress rehearsal. So you weren't going to play. I knew that. Because when you're activated, that's not what this is about, dude. Like, I'm sorry your contract thing ain't great. There's a lot of guys that are probably a little bit disgruntled with their contract and their deals. Contract season now. I mean, right now, dude. I cannot believe it.
Laramie Tunsil's underpaid right now.
Yeah.
Going into a contract year. I mean, Frankie Louvu's going into the final year of a deal and wants more money, I'm sure. He outkicked his coverage last year. Yeah, he's not alone in that. I have been very much attempting to see both sides of this and to acknowledge what Terry's going through as a player, what the team is going through and trying to keep his number down because of his age. And I hope people feel like we've done a good job at representing both sides as often as we can. But the patience that I have with him, and I get the sense that a lot of fans have with him as we get closer to the start of the season, is drying up. And a lot of the goodwill, the good thing for him is there was plenty of it.
There was a ton.
But it is.
And deserved.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this is one of the all-time teammates, one of the all-time workers, one of my favorite players I've ever covered. Just date a person's daughter kind of guy, right? And that's still the case. I think this is just business. I'm not going to go where you went, where you go like, oh, well, this is not what a good guy does. This is just handling your business in a way that I think is poor and being a diva wide receiver. I don't know if Stephon Diggs is a terrible guy or A.J. Brown's a terrible guy. I don't like how they handle themselves as professionals a lot of the time. Having said that, I get the sense that fans are starting to grow weary of this act as well. Now, I'm just getting real-time feedback here in the chat on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page and tweets at Grant H. Paulson. And there are very much still Team Terry people that are, you guys are making him the bad guy. You're painting him to be some evil person or whatever. And I think a lot of people, understandably, you love football, you love this team, you love that player. You might never be able to cross where you go, hey, this is pretty ridiculous. This is about his future contract. He's already signed a deal for this year. He's made $40-some million the last couple years from this team, and he's screwing over their chances to be the best team possible with every single day that this charade goes on. A lot of people are just not going to get there because they love the player and they want him paid, and that's the only thing they'll hear. But I don't think that's the majority. And days like yesterday are going to make that more and more the minority.
Agreed. Yeah, again, I am... Hopefully everyone understands the distinction I'm trying to make here. That act is not the act of a good dude. I still think he's a good dude, by the way. Like, again, too many data points, too many good things in the bank. That was not a good decision. That's how one of the diva, self-centered jerks, frankly, acts. That's very, as you said, Stephon Diggs. That's very not off-field crime Tyreek Hill, but that's very temper tantrum Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, quitting
on people.
Pain in the butt, wide receiver who's a me guy,
yeah,
about himself, not the team. By the way, Dan Quinn was not asked about this post-game. So I was in the press conference, tried to ask him about it. We had a one mic situation that was a bit of a shebingus. Just couldn't get to ask the question. But I want to know what the head coach would have said. Maybe we'll find this out tomorrow at this point. But why was it excused, I guess, would be my first question. Like, why wasn't he there? Let's start with that. And then why did you guys decide to excuse it? You could have fined him. Why did you choose not to do that? But I don't know how you can take yesterday's no-show as anything other than he's not playing nice with being taken off the pup list. That's my takeaway.
Yeah, 100%. And this is, again, there are only a few levers left to press. My big salient point throughout all this, while I empathize and sympathize and even root for players to get what they can get in this cruel and frankly awful at times business without guaranteed money in this high injury rate sport, I get it. My immovable object at the end is the CBA and the way the rules are set up do not favor players in these face-offs. They favor teams when you are under contract already. And the team is going to win in pretty much every regard. The only way to win is to cut off your nose to spite your face, see Le'Veon Bell. That's the only way for you to get what you want or whatever you want to call it, and it's going to derail your career. That's always at the back end of this. So the team is ultimately going to have all the leverage unless you want that changed. Get to call your agent and call the CBA, et cetera. Or call the players union, rather, to fix the CBA. So that's always kind of been at the end. I'm sorry you lost. Grow up. You know what I mean? Like, there's too much good. There's too positive of an atmosphere, of an environment, of what's been created here for you to be in the way of that this year for your own personal stuff.
And I think there are people, and I'm in this camp too, that maybe would have a little bit more empathy to the situation if this was his rookie contract he's coming off of, mm-hmm. and he hasn't been paid yet.
Especially as a third rounder where he's, you know, dramatically underpaid.
He's been paid $56 million so far in his career. $56 million. Now, that means nothing as a standalone number. Like, you get what you're worth. What does the market say you're worth? But it's not like he didn't make $24 million last year. It's not like he's not about to pocket $15.5 million in cash. You know, for the people that are saying, oh, you know, this is just the shut up and go catch the football conversation. No. Shut up and go catch the football and make your $15.5 million. You know what I mean? Make your 25.5 cap number that you signed up for. This was the deal that you signed. Now, if you want to restructure, great. We've had months to try to work on that. Haven't been able to figure it out just yet. But you owe the Commanders a season. And last night, while the team was playing, the Brotherhood was together. You chose not to be with the Brotherhood. We'll open up the phones next. 800-636-1067. Trey Hendrickson is seeking a trade. He's unhappy with the Bengals. He traveled to a road game and was on the sideline
last night.
Yucking
it up with his boys.
Terry McLaurin was not in Landover, Maryland. What do you think? We're Grant and Danny.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Mentioned Terry McLaurin. Just how frustrating has it been to not have him out here?
I know he'll be coming through the door soon. I just got to do what I got to do daily. I know he's working hard, and hopefully moving forward soon, we can get back out and get some revenue.
Lisa Salters interviewing Jaden Daniels on the sideline last night during ESPN's Monday Night Football. Terry McLaurin was not at the game as he continues to wait on the Commanders to up their contract offer for him so that he and his agent, Buddy Baker, can agree to a new deal. The team's taking him off the PUP list. That happened on Saturday. We talked on the show extensively yesterday about whether or not that was a mutual decision, whether McLaurin's coming around on getting ready to practice. And I think now we have our answer, as he was not at the preseason game last evening. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067. How do you feel about McLaurin not being at the game? Let's go to Jim and Tyson's on Grant and Danny. What's up, Jim?
Hey, I love your guys' show. I really enjoy it coming home from work.
Appreciate you, buddy.
I think I'm hanging out with you on the island. It's really, really hot, and we don't have any sunscreen.
Yes.
I think I'm 1,000,000% in agreement with you on that. I think the thing that was interesting to me is that everybody and all of us enjoyed Jaden's run, incredible run. But remember, he dropped back to throw the ball.
Exactly.
And we didn't have one completion on that drive. Now, you might say, hey, we had some great runs, which we did, which is great. But the bottom line is this team is going into the season in 3 weeks, and we don't have any real clear vision on what our receiving is going to look like. And I think you guys are I still think you're in agreement that he's going to get signed. When I drive home, I hear you talk about it, he's going to get signed.
Well, to be clear, I don't think he's going to get signed to a long-term deal anymore before the season starts. I did for the majority of the offseason. Yeah, I don't think they're going to get a deal done. I think it's possible they could redo his last year of his deal so that he makes some more money this year. But as of right now, I would bet against a long-term deal for he and the team.
Well, let me ask you a question on that. If that's the truth, do you think he's going to come in this year and outperform last year?
No.
Well, then how are we getting to the Super Bowl if he is not performing at the same level? And we have Deebo, who's an incredible running threat, but who's our number two receiver?
Well, so Deebo will be the number two receiver, to answer that first, right? It's not a traditional wideout two, but he'd be the number two guy. So that's kind of how the conversation starts. Noah Brown would be the traditional boundary outside secondary option, so you could say you're number three, and then probably Jalen Lane four. Whether he re-signs or he doesn't, I don't think he's going to repeat last year. I thought that was a career year. 13 touchdowns is not something he's going to do again, probably. But could he go out and have 75 catches for, 1090 or 1,100 yards? Absolutely.
Kind of what he's normally done, yeah. But your question, though, that's my point. That's my irritation. That is my frustration, is how are we supposed to do the things that we all want to do without you on board? And nobody's bigger. Nobody's bigger than the 53. No one's bigger than the org. No one's bigger than this team that I've grown up loving and couldn't quit if I wanted to. And that's kind of the issue here.
Let's go to Zeke in Southeast D.C. What's up, Zeke? How are you? Zeke, you there? You're on the radio.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
Well, thank you.
All right. Hey, I wasn't on Terry once he held out. I guys before, he's not going to play for us this year. He's going to hold out. He's being selfish. He's getting bad advice because I'm pretty sure the team made a fair offer for him. Just like with the B-Rob, you guys, we say we trust Adam Peters, right? And he made the decision that I think we'd be better if we have.
Your phone's breaking up there. But so the gist is that, you know, he believes the team made a fair offer. We don't really know the dollar amounts. We've heard. I mean, there's some scuttlebutt out there.
If it's true, if we're going with the reports that the team's mostly been around $25 million and McLaurin was up over $33 million and that's where he settled now, I still think that the team is closer to reality than McLaurin. My argument against the team doing this throughout this process has been, I think it's unnecessary. And you could have avoided this, paid a little bit of a tax to a guy that's been great to you, you know, paid him 30, 31, 32, whatever it is. You'd have been $3-4 million too high each year. It's 2 years of football of guaranteed money. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
$6-8 million as a tax for Terry McLaurin to avoid all of this crap would have been worth it to me. But I do think, to his point, the team's offer is probably closer to fair than not. Although I asked that question to Joel Corey yesterday, who's the contracts expert, the former agent, the salary cap expert. I said, hey, in a world where the team's trying to pay him 25 and Terry wants 33, who's actually more right? And he said McLaurin, which I found really interesting.
I did too.
Because there's not really a precedent for a guy like Terry at his age getting paid what he's asking for. But his point is the market. And the market is DK Metcalf, who he's got more production than, even though he's 2 years younger, making 33. And Brandon Ayuk making 30, who's never really been Terry. And so his point is, when you look at what other guys make, that's what he's worth. Let's go to Kenneth in Manassas. What's up, Kenneth?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist because I don't know the business aspects, but what do you think the chances are? He comes off a pup Saturday. Sunday, they have a tough conversation with B-Rob, and I noticed B-Rob was projected, even though it's not guaranteed, he was projected to make $3.4 million this year. Could this be they're clearing the space? Like, a lot of the running backs, like Chris Rodriguez and McNichols, have some of the same skill set as B-Rob, but way less money. This could be them also, from a business perspective, finding places to clear money for Terry.
So I thought of that, but they've got about $17 million of cap space now, and any future deal wouldn't affect that. The only way that would materialize is if they added, you know, cap costs to Terry's money this year. If that makes any sense, to restructure this year.
They could blow up the final year of the deal and start the new deal, but they probably wouldn't.
Right.
They're not really hurting for money. And the reason he's not signed right now, I don't think has anything to do with them not having the cash at the moment. They have plenty of money set aside to do this if they want to, as you just said with the 17 mil. This is also only 3 million, so it doesn't change that much. So I get the idea. I don't think the two are connected. I would also just point out, if they were close enough to a deal right now where they were closing in where they need this extra $3 million to, you know, finish dotting the I's, crossing the T's, I bet you he would have been at the game last night. Like, there's no reason, based on what I'm being told, to believe that they are closer than they were a week or two or four or five or six ago. Like, nothing's really changed. There's been no significant budging in the negotiation based on what I'm told. And if that is true, then the taking him off PUP was just kind of the next step in how this works to get him back on the field by hook or by crook, you know, by force, essentially. Jason in Fairfax, what's up? Jason?
Hey, fellas, just want to talk about the conversation that JD5 had there, interviewed about his interactions with Terry and how he felt Terry was going to be showing up any day now is kind of what he said. And it wasn't, you know, before then I was just like you guys, nervous and scared and wondering, hey, you know, what's going on here? But then after that, I felt pretty good thinking that he's got a real tight grip with Terry there.
If he was giving insight, sure. But
yeah, I certainly hope that's the case, but I don't believe that.
I think he's kind of been saying that throughout camp.
Well, let me say this. In that spot, can you imagine the alternative? Right? In other words, imagine the firestorm if Jaden Daniels goes, yeah, man, I haven't talked to him in a while. I don't know what the hell he's thinking. Or, yeah, we need him.
And supposedly they do talk. I mean, he told us in a press conference during training camp that they're texting and interacting like normal, right? So I didn't take that as breaking news or him saying, I've talked to Terry. He's going to be here for the regular season.
I know something that he'll be at practice Wednesday. Like, that's not how I took that.
I just think he was saying, season's coming up. He's doing what we're doing. We're all expecting he's going to be here. He doesn't want to envision a world without Terry McLaurin against the Giants, and neither do we. Ian's in Vienna on the Fan. What's up, Ian?
I'm Team Terry 100%, and here's why. I understand, like every fan, he's under contract. I understand there's a salary cap, there's a precedent, and all these, like, kind of higher-level pieces. I look at it as you are trying to win a Super Bowl this year, next year, the year after. Terry McLaurin is your second best player on this team, both on offense and overall. Yes, you don't pay for past performance, but currently he was second team All-Pro. He's your captain. He is a stalwart in the locker room, out of the locker room, and will continue to do so. For us to try to shave a few million dollars to get clowns like Javon Kinlaw, who've been here for a minute, dressing like they're a child, cutting up their uniform and wearing sunglasses, I'm not down with that. I want to pay someone that I know who's a professional all around. And I know there's a lot of cognitive dissonance. I wrote this back to you, Danny, about, oh, his agent's out of his depth. No, you heard from Terry McLaurin directly how hurt he was, how disappointed, disrespected, and how he feels not only his time in the past should be kind of rewarded or acknowledged or reflected, but also what he's going
to
do.
Let me ask you a question real quick, Ian, because it's a good enough phone call, but I want to redirect kind of to the news of the day, if you will, or this angle today, right? I agree with a lot of what you said. You lost me at, like, the cutting of the T-shirts or sunglasses was a problem. But otherwise, I think you made some good points. But I guess my question is, him not showing up last night. Because, like, you and I and Danny have had this. We've gone round and around for a month on Team Terry, Team Peters, what's going on. Last night, preseason football's being played. He's not at the stadium. You don't have any problem with that?
I don't. And I think it's because, I will grant both of you this, that, hey, Trey Hendrickson was there. It was kind of a statement. But I think now it's become so personal where Kingsbury speaks out, they take him off the pup list. So he's like, watch my move back. And look, if I was advising Terry, I would say sit out one game and see what the offense looks like. If the offense is humming perfectly without you, you take whatever they give you and you run with it because you have no option. But I don't think that offense will be running. And I would pull the Emmitt Smith move where you sit out two games, you see what the team is without you, and then when they realize they're not the offense that they were without you, then they come back to you. Because right now, I think everybody thinks Jane Daniels masks everything.
Some people do, yeah. I appreciate Giant as always, dude. Yeah, I mean, so my view has been the agent here is either out of his depth or off base or whatever. Dramatically misunderstood how this was all going to go, and now everybody's dug in. So if you're personally hurt, it's because your expectations weren't met. Who set your expectations? Again, I think it's the agent. Now, everybody's at fault. There's no innocent party here.
Well, but I don't know if that's completely fair because the market sets your expectations too.
But again, this is what we always go back and forth on. There's no market. The team has him under control for 2 years.
Right.
If he's a free agent, there's a market.
Well, there's a market on an extension that you're negotiating. You know, like Joe Corey yesterday said, the market for him is $33 million. You're saying in this moment, there's no market. He's not a free agent. This is how it works. You're negotiating next year's deal now. So I'm just talking about the future market of the extension that he's trying to get done.
Sure. And my point is, if the team was subject to bidding from other teams, they would have to meet or exceed that price. They are not. And whether
to get an extension done with him, that's what you'd have
to do. Well, whether you agree with that or not, that they should be doing that, in their minds, they don't. That's why they haven't budged. Now, again, you want to fault the team by all means because you don't like the negotiating strategy of taking a hard line against this great dude. And I think that's a big part of it. But the reality, we've clearly seen all the signs about where they are, what they think, and how it's going to go, and we're still here. So to me, that's one of those, damn, I got beat on this one. Football season's right now.
Double play, what's going on in our lives, nothing to do with sports, and then the Beltway Blitz coming your way. I mean, by that standard, what you're saying, though, players just should never hold out, should never agitate for a contract. They're always going to get got. The team's always going to have the leverage.
Yeah, they should do the best they can.
Right, but if the result is known before it starts, then doing the best you can doesn't matter. The only reason the deals get done is because of the threat of whatever they're promising. But if you're working back from the CBA's always on the team side, team's always got the last slam of the gavel, then we can't say, well, we're pro player, let's give them the money. Then don't waste your time. I mean, essentially, just they can tag you. They'll always have that opportunity. I also want to get into Josh Johnson and Sam Hartman. I am ready to close the book on the third quarterback competition. We'll get into that next hour on G&D.
I've never felt like this before. like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Our preseason Commanders coverage on The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Closing in on 4 o'clock, we've got a Beltway Blitz coming your way at the top of the hour. You don't want to miss a good one today. On the Nationals, they play the Mets. Juan Soto's back in town tonight. The Wizards, John Wall officially retiring from the NBA.
I was doing the show, doing overtime at night when they got the number one pick and won the draft lottery. I mean, so I remember the whole process leading up to it, the hype, the career, and now the end of it. Man.
The Commanders with Nick Ackridge as well, all on our blitz at 4 o'clock. Yeah, I still think, I don't know if this is true or not, CK would have to corroborate, but I think the fact that I was getting to cover the Wizards on air was like one of my first obligations at the station back in 09, and that was going into the draft where they took John Wall. And then I got sent to Madison Square Garden to cover the draft that night with live on-air hits, and I snuck into, essentially, like the area where like the families all sit at those round tables that you see on TV. Because there was just signage that said, you know, basically friends and family beyond this point or whatever. But it was like 3 hours.
You're like, I have friends. I have a family.
I just got off the train, and I was one of the first people at, I don't know if it was the Javits Center or the Radio City Music Hall or some place in New York. And I saw John Wall, who was the certain number one pick by the Wizards, sitting by himself staring at his cell phone at like a round table, like his mom and somebody else sitting there. And I was just like, well, if I get kicked out, I get kicked out. But I'm about to get a couple minutes with John Wall. So I just kind of walked in, like, If someone stopped me, I'd be like, oh, whoopsie daisy, I didn't know.
What, me? Whoops.
Silly goose, I just don't know where I'm supposed to be. I walked right up to him. I'm like, hey, Grant Paulson, D.C., you're coming to the Wizards, 106.7 The Fan. He gave me like 4 minutes. I call CK, I'm like, we just got 4 minutes with John Wall. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, here we go.
So we played it, yeah.
I'll always love John Wall for that, giving me that time on draft night. But turned himself into one heck of a player, too.
Yes, he did, man.
Too bad that he ended up dealing with the injuries and the knee issues, but my God, was he great. Remember his dunk contest performance?
Yes. Where he was, that was the year where they kept trying to tweak the dunk contest so far that he didn't win the dunk contest. He was dunker of the night. Right. And I'm going, yeah, maybe the dunk contest needs some
reworking. Can you imagine?
Reworking. Yeah.
You didn't win the contest, but you were dunker of the
night. He's listed as the winner when you go look at the index.
I think it's dunk of the night, right?
Dunker of the night.
Which is different than the dunk champion?
Again, you're asking great questions. Because forever it was a slam dunk champion. Everyone remembers the D Browns, the Kenny Skywalkers, the Dominic Wilkins, the Spud Webb. Everybody remembers all the Cedric Sabalos. And then the one year where they tweaked it so badly, they had this weird fan vote, and he was the dunker of the night in a listless, boring dunk contest.
I think we all have probably the one seed John Wall moment still. We share this as Wizards fans, which was the Celtics series where they were somehow, despite, I didn't think they were that good that year, really. They were fine. But they were on the precipice of an Eastern Conference final in a game 7 against the Celtics. They got Kelly Olynyk, and he jumped up on the scorer's table after his huge shot in
game 6
at home in game 6 to force game 7. That's kind of the peak for me of the Wall time here in D.C. But let's get to our double play. Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today.
Danny Ruye, Netflix show review time, GP. This is a documentary about a reality show. So it's interesting. It's called Watch Fit for TV, The Reality of the Biggest Loser. So I don't know why this came up for me and why I was interested in clicking on it all, but something called me to it, and I did. It's one of those very Paulson-style documentaries, and then it's short, and it's easy to get to and easy to get through, and you can knock it out in an afternoon. It's okay, honestly. It's not up to snuff with some of their other incredible documentaries over seemingly innocuous or not that interesting subject matter, but overall still pretty entertaining. I never watched the show. I don't do the reality show where millionaires kind of make regular folks kind of the butt of jokes, and that's sort of the vibe there. Like, I don't do American Idol for like Simon Cowell to tell someone they're terrible. I don't do The Biggest Loser where we're sort of mocking the fat people. It's just not interesting to me, right? But this show, apparently, I didn't realize, had all sorts of controversy after a couple of years of going through it. So there was a New York Times study where they followed around a bunch of the contestants. All but one gained all or more of the weight back in the couple of years afterwards.
Well, I mean, they were losing like hundreds of pounds
in short amount of time.
In weeks.
There was a drug scandal, performance enhancement, you know, Mitchell Report style that I wasn't aware of at all. Again, it wasn't really on my radar, not something I watched, but this was a cultural phenomenon. I forgot how big a deal this thing was. They had a couple different seasons where more than 10 million people, which I know is not NFL numbers, but for regular television, more than 10 million people would tune into these live finales. They were selling products and hawking all sorts of merchandise to whether it was Jillian Michaels or the other guy whose name, I think Bob Harper was the other trainer. They became as big a celebrities as anybody, whether it was, you know, their own personal, you know, sort of health related products or supplements or whatever. I mean, it was up there with like the Suzanne Somers Thighmaster and some of these cultural touchstones of phenomenon. But documentary is pretty good. It's okay. Again, let me rephrase. It's okay. If you were into the show, I think you'd like it a lot more than I did, but they do the thing where they get everybody. I don't know who's in charge of this with the Netflix type stuff, but they get the producers, they get the stars, they get the contestants, they get the heroes, they get the villains, they get everybody in between and tell the story. So you get a little bit of everything instead of just having it kind of be one-sided. Overall, worth a watch. Probably 6.5, 7 out of 10 carbohydrates, but a worth watching. Reality of the Biggest Loser. If you're into the show, you'd love it.
I would say probably 4.5 or 5 carbohydrates when you cut a couple out. Am I right?
Come on, having fun.
Nothing? Nobody?
Having a good time. Got garbs over here. I'm a little tired.
That there will do it for the double play. Our Beltway Blitz is next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.